Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. It's March 2nd. Looks like it could be a little bit of a rainy day today. Hey, I'm joined today by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How you doing there, Bad Bob?
Excellent. Just looking at the rain over on the coast on our radar.
What's it say?
Well, it looks like the Trinity Mountains around Willow Creek just getting hammered as usual.
Well, it's on its way. Though I understand is that it's not going to be a continuous rain today, according to Channel 7, so take that one for with a grain of salt. But speaking of somebody that is back in my life, Linda's back.
Back in your life.
Back in my life on the radio.
Well, I know I was on yesterday. It's getting better. This is the sixth day of the laryngitis case.
Yeah, you know, you're taking care of yourself.
I feel good. I have a lot of energy. It's just there's these vocal cords. I don't know. I mean, I remember years ago when I used to sing six nights a week, maybe seven nights a week, and smoke-filled clubs. I really didn't have a choice. You know, that's how you made your living. And by the way, in Enjoy magazine, speaking of livings, in Enjoy magazine, they do a whole, article on Bruce Kalin. And Bruce has played for me several times, stand-up. Wonderful, wonderful bassist, acoustic bassist. I mean, he does a lot of things, too. He plays the tuba. But in that article, it talks about how he played back in Minnesota in all of these clubs. And back in the heyday of club work, it was the 70s and 80s, they didn't have karaoke at that point, which kind of took over the place of musicians and club owners feeling that if they could get a, you know, karaoke machine and everybody would come in, they'd stay and drink and everybody wants to sing. So, but before that, people like myself and Bruce Kalin and others, as you well know, would go out and we would work four and five nights a week and cover all the top songs and some of the standards. And it was a great time. It was hard work, but it was, you made your living as a musician and it felt good. Didn't matter if you're making $30 a night or $150 a night. You took your work. And I worked all over L.A. So the reason I'm saying that is because those were the times occasionally I would lose my voice. But here I am in beautiful downtown Reading. And I don't know if it's the weather or whatever, but I feel good. And so if you'll bear with me, I'm not going to say much, except for that we do have a lot of tickets that we're giving away today and to various events that are happening in the next week. So
I think that we have to get on with that. Our show today, we have directors of new plays that are opening up from new theater companies. We have the president of Simpson University today, Dr. McKinney. We're going to talk about Simpson. We're going to be talking after this break about some of the things going on around our town, but also around the nation, including, can they pass a health care bill through reconciliation, which is the same way that you usually pass tax cuts? And is there a difference between a tax cut being passed by reconciliation and an effort to take over one-sixth of the United States economy? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by AMSOIL, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. 605-4567.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
Wake up!
Hey, okay, there's something going on, you know, that we need to talk about. We're running some ads on it. It's called the Boondocker Ball. It's being done to raise money for the Northern California Veteran Heritage Museum. And this was an idea of a gent by the name of Rob Burrows. And Rob thought that he saw that the history of our North State was not really being collected, nor was there a place to display the heroism of our veterans of the North State. And that our North State, especially our World War II veterans, our Korean veterans, they're passing away at an increasing rate, and nothing was being done to capture their stories, capture their own words. So Rob started this program, and one of the things they do to raise money to be able to build the museum is they have something called the Boondocker Ball. It's going to be on March 27th at the Reading Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street. They're going to have the Straight Ahead Big Band. It's going to be costumes, if you wish. I think General Patton's going to show up there, and you may recognize who General Patton is. They're also going on March 16th to the Reading City Council to request that 15 acres be dedicated near the entrance of the Reading Municipal Airport for the project. Now, the city can't sell the land because it's in a designated airport, but they can enter into a long-term lease agreement with a minimal cost. And so it's the project that Burroughs is going to build says the museum envisions 50,000 to 100,000 square feet of exhibit space, indoor theater, gift shop, a Medal of Honor monument, a courtyard amphitheater for lecturers, a library, a chapel, classrooms, and other attractions. The big thing, of course, is the $15 million price tag. So this could be a number of years away because Rob Burroughs, who is the North State's Veteran of the Year last year, envisions this through private contributions and through corporate. He doesn't expect our tax dollars to pay for that, even though there were some comments about that. What he's done is already he's collected so much memorabilia, and he is going to open up the first edition of the museum out in the city of Shasta Lake. And I'm really looking forward to that. So, Rob Burrows, here's a big salute from us to you and our support for March 27th for the Boondockers Ball. You can get tickets for that by Bob is doing things to me.
Storage is badly needed.
I was just going to comment that anybody who has storage space available, it is desperately needed to protect some of these artifacts.
And we're going to be giving tickets away. Not today. We have a couple of tickets to give away. We just wanted to announce the Boondocker Ball. As you're putting together your March calendar, oh my gosh, we are stock full here with all kinds of great info for you. By the way, just was handed a special weather statement. Several Pacific weather systems will move through Northern California this week. Okay, the first of these systems will affect the region today. Snow levels with the system will generally range from 5,000 feet to 6,000 feet. And a few thunderstorms are going to be possible later this afternoon in the Central Valley. A colder weather system is expected to move into Northern California later tonight and Wednesday. Get this, snow levels with the second system will likely lower into the upper foothill elevations. There's going to be southerly winds with gusts to around 40 miles per hour. Those are also expected into Wednesday morning. And a few thunderstorms will also be possible with the system in the Central Valley and on Wednesday afternoon. So total snow accumulation in the mountains with these systems may range from 8 to 18 inches above 5,000 feet.
Storms are still coming through. Hey, you can get tickets for the Boondocker Ball at Jones Fort, at Tobacco and Brew, or by calling 223-9329. And trust me, we'll be talking more about this as we go along. All right. Reconciliation. It's been used a number of times, as the Democrats point out, by the Republicans, to pass tax cuts. And reconciliation just means is that the 60 vote, the magic 60 vote to stop the filibusters is not needed. Reconciliation is a straight 51-50 vote, just a simple majority. Now, what the Democrats don't point out, however, is that, yes, this has been used, but it's used for budgetary reasons, budgetary votes. A vote for a tax cut, not a vote that changes the consistency of our lives. This is too important. With too many people already weighing in about what they think about this health care plan. Yes, there is you know, there's people that say, yes, pass it in the most strongest way. Put a government health option in there. Put it in there so that there are no insurance companies. Put it in there so that doctors are paid just what the government wants them to have, that abortion is paid for by the taxpayers. Put all of that in there. Make it a single payer. Make it so that everybody has insurance, including people that are here illegally. There are people out there that want that. They want universal health care, totally handled by the government. And yet the payment for this is just so astronomical that you can't even pin it down. It's a trillion. No, it's 2 trillion. No, we're going to save $600 billion in Medicare. Well, how are you going to save $600 billion in Medicare when you add millions of people to Medicare? You know, I haven't read that part in their explanation. Even the Congressional Budget Office says it's going to cost billions and billions and billions. But the bottom line is, here's Nancy Pelosi saying, hey, put your political career on the line. Who cares if you don't get reelected? This is more important than being reelected. Is it, Nancy? Is it that much more important? I know Nancy Pelosi's in a pretty safe district, so it's kind of like somebody that's sitting in a tank to say, hey, go out there. Those machine gun bullets can't hurt you. Well, they can. And what happens is that by any stretch of the imagination, by the people rising in marching, the vote in Massachusetts, votes in other places, even all the polls say, hey, let's take a step back from this. Reckon, you know, passing a health care bill of such magnitude, under reconciliation is not right. So what can you do? Well, what you do is you go to those meetings that people have. You can call them Tea Party meetings. You can call them anything you want, but you get together, you band together, and you start writing letters. You start emailing. You start phone calling, and you let representatives know. You already know how Herger's going to vote. You already know how Boxer's going to vote. So let's reach out to other places. Go to the Blue Dog Democrats, the ones that are just kind of, you know, they're not sure, they're on the fence. Say, look, it's too important for a reconciliation vote. It needs to be something else. We got to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
I'm one of those guys who likes to plan. You know, put it down on paper. Family vacation, remodeling the kitchen, maintenance for my wife's car. Well, I was convinced I'd thought of everything until I heard about pre-planning your own final arrangements. I was a little intimidated at first until I saw the sense in putting into writing my desire for funeral arrangements. The folks at McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery made it all easy and natural. And, you know, it's both thoughtful and loving to remove the burdens and guesswork from loved ones who may find the circumstances difficult enough. It's one last loving deed that I can extend to my family when I'm gone, which will probably be very soon if I don't get the maintenance done on my wife's car, remodel the kitchen.
Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
At North Valley Bank, we have proudly served the people and businesses of Northern California for 37 years. Our lifeblood is the connection we have with our customers and the communities we serve. Chances are the next time you're out in the community, you'll see that our North Valley Bank officers and staff are right where you are, where it matters most, helping us do our part to keep the community healthy. Thank you for selecting us as the best of North State. All of us at North Valley Bank are thrilled to win this award for the fourth year in a row. Winning takes hard work, and that's what we do best. Providing award-winning service to our customers, building teams to support local events, or donating our time, we're a part of our communities in every way. This award motivates us to continue to find new and different ways to get better each year and give our customers even more. Stop in or call and see how you can get more with us. North Valley Bank, best of North State, 4 years running. Member FDIC.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaberkavich, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest walk-in humidor in the North State. Espresso Joe's gives you the coffee that you obviously want and need during this type of weather. And then afterwards, you go into the room next to it, the nice storefront next to it, and you can bring your computer in, go on your Wi-Fi, drink your coffee, relax, get together with your friends for meetings. It's a great place. Tobacco and Brew, so much more than just a tobacco emporium.
Remember the song Suds in a Bucket?
No.
Okay, you might have watched her on Dancing with the Stars.
Maybe.
And she's beautiful. And her name is Sarah Evans. And she's going to be gracing Reading on Wednesday night, March 3rd. And it's very...
Tomorrow night.
Is that tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, March 3rd.
Oh, my gosh. And in my hand, I have four tickets. That's four, two sets. So we're giving those away this morning. We want you to call this number, 605-4565. That's KCNR's office number. We're going to take your name and call you. 605-4565. First two callers gets... You call, you get two tickets. So you can go tomorrow night to see Sarah Evans at Wind River. So there you go. And you may be calling this number, too. So.
Were they going to be at Wind River or where?
No. At the Reading Convention Center.
Got it.
Sorry.
That's okay. You know, let's go back to healthcare here for a second. You know, before we bring on our guest. You know, this the healthcare problem is not so much the fact that people don't want change. People do want change. The question is how much change? I know it seems like we're beating this to death, my friends. And the reason it is because it's kind of like the vampire that does not go away. You know, you think that you've put garlic around its neck, you've set it ablaze, it staggers off in the woods, and it comes back. It comes back in another form. It's a shapeshifter. And it comes back, well, okay, well, it's going to be a little bit less this time. It's going to be this. It's going to be this. But, see, nobody knows for sure. And tell you what, instead of having to pass this bill, you know, with the majority or the vast majority of the Senate, and just because it has such a huge impact on the country, and the country obviously is up in arms about it one way or the other, we're just going to have 51 people decide that. Okay, that's democracy. The question is what exactly is going to be passed? And the other thing, too, is putting it under a reconciliation bill does not, you know, I guess you could get into nitpicky about it, but does that fall under budgetary concessions or budgetary resolutions? I don't think so. And, in fact, one of the questions is the guy in the Senate who runs that committee that has the rules, is he going to allow reconciliation to be used as a way of passing the health care bill? And it just kind of smacks of, hey, you know what, we can't pass it ourselves. We're going to come back and come at it this way, and, you know, we're going to get it passed no matter what impact it has on our country. And when people are talking about this, and our guest tomorrow, Nick Webb, we're going to be talking about health care, is once the government gets into your health care, what can the government do? Can the government then say, you know, we've only got so much, you know, there's only so much money and so many doctors. So at what point do they start putting points on that little card you have to carry? Oh, yes, you're going to have to carry some kind of health care card. And on that health care card is, of course, all your information, because we want to electronically make sure that everybody that is in the government program has all their health care information on that card so you can go anywhere, right? But what about this? Say you are a smoker. Do they take points off then? Is your usefulness to society somewhat less than, say, a non-smoker that eats lettuce all the time? What if you eat chocolate? What if you have that cigar once a week? What if you have a beer? What if you have a glass of wine every night or two glasses of wine? Is that going to be counted off against you? How far is the government going to get into our business? I mean, they're already in it now. But how much deeper can they get into it? Because I promise you, we can't pay for this. I mean, nobody has said yet how they can pay for this. The idea that we're not going to have our taxes raised is a fantasy. Of course that's going to happen. It's got to happen. Because we're heading down the path where places in Europe, like Greece, who has their economy has crashed because of their social programs. In places like Croatia, an up-and-coming nation, where 65% of their personal income is taxed so they can pay for their social programs. That's 65% of their personal income. Imagine what else is being taxed in fees. It's like Schwarzenegger right now. Oh, no, no more taxes in my last year administration, but fees are okay. Fees on personal property taxes are okay. And somebody needs to explain to me the difference between fees and taxes. There is none. They're out to get us. They're out to take the money. If you don't stand up, if you don't let them know how you feel that this is wrong, it's going to be shoved down our throats. And that is the rant of the day.
Is that the rant?
Yeah, I think that's it. I'm pretty much finished with that one until healthcare raises its head again. It's just, you know, the thing is, it's just, this is just too important. There are too many facets to this. This is Carl Undabato, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Toyota's putting jumper cables on its sales efforts, reportedly getting ready to announce 0% financing for 5 years on some models. But Toyota continues to deal with bad construction, recalling more than 1.5 million more cars to fix oil hoses that could leak. Toyota's not alone. GM recalling over 1 million Chevys and Pontiacs to fix the power steering motors. One good way to measure what small businesses are up to is to check out Staples. The office supply chain says quarterly profits are down by 18% as small businesses, as well as consumers, held down their spending. IBM is cutting several hundred jobs. Hard to say exactly how many, since IBM does not talk about layoffs. And the biggest wine producer in Chile is shutting down production for a week because many of its vineyards are in the area that was hit by the earthquake. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Prisons Mattress Gallery in Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in the summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Prisons provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that anywhere else in the sleep industry. Prisons Mattress Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. Right now, save 30, 40, up to 50% off select OrthoGel mattresses in stock at Crisson's Mattress Gallery. Plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Crisson's.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. Good morning. It's March 2nd. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, I cannot believe after all that little rant I did that health care. Are you just tired of hearing about health care?
Yeah.
Are you just, well, I know Linda is. Do you think it's just a done deal? Do you think there's anything we can do about it?
Well, we can write and we can call and we can show up and vote with our feet. But I think there's a lot of stuff happening on the higher level that is just going to go on. But we don't have to sit back and take it. That's kind of how I feel. Currently 52 degrees. Get ready because there's a big storm's coming. Forget the voice. I'm on my sixth day of just getting over laryngitis. It's kind of a weird thing. You're doing radio, and all of a sudden your voice goes. So, I don't know. Sometimes you wonder, like, okay, what are you trying to tell me here if you think about, you know, signals that your body's giving you 7 days a week, pulling big hours. I don't know. But speaking about pulling hours and big stuff, I can't even imagine what it would be like to direct a show. Bring a show in, cast it. And right now we have the great honor of having the director of a new show that's going to be starting March 5th, 6th, and 7th, 12th, and 13th at the Old Schoolhouse. It's called The Weir. Good morning, Elizabeth Johnson.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about who you are and the concept of what's going on here.
Okay. My name is Elizabeth Johnson with the Root Theater Company, and we are producing a play called The Weir. It is set in Ireland. It's a five-character play. We're going to be out at the Old Schoolhouse in Old Shasta, very Irish. Mature themes, mature language, but very moving from beginning to end. It's funny, it's chilling, it's poignant. It is moving. And it has been a whole lot of hours, very satisfying hours, putting this show together.
How did you find Connor McPherson's The Weir?
Actually, I was the stage manager for this very play for Robert Soffing at the college about 4 years ago. And we did two shows at the college, and we did three shows out in Weaverville. And we all of us are friends that are on the cast, and we just went, oh, that was such a great show. Usually an actor, when they do a show and they're done. It's behind them, moving on, and we all went, we have got to do that again. Well, between then and now, Robert Safian, Dean Williams, and Mike Flanagan formed the Root Theater Company, and all of us are members, and we went, oh, here's our chance. Let's put this together. So I moved from a stage manager position to actually directing this. This is my directorial debut, and it has been just more than I hoped for. The characters, now that everybody knows each other and they really know those characters, they're really bringing out even more. And being in a little more intimate setting than the college auditorium is just fitting for this play completely.
How wonderful the schoolhouse. And how apropos that it is the month of March.
You know, that was a complete accident. It just fell together right now. We went, oh, huh, we're in March. It was just, we didn't plan it that way. We just wanted to get this show going, and this is when it came together.
So this is True Theater. I'm impressed with how many wonderful artists and actors we have up in this area. And so your directorial debut.
Yes.
So I bet you it's empowering for you to feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm directing this show.
It is empowering. It is a ton of fun, and it's wonderful to be there as a director and say, you know, I want to see this line this way, and be the person that says, Brendan, could you give me this line that way? Let's inflect it that way and see what it brings to the character, and be able to experiment, and me be the master scientist making those experiments happen. It's been a lot of fun.
So I wonder, have you heard the words, I never knew that you could bring that out of me?
Have I ever heard those words? That's what the show is doing to me, actually. And being a teacher full-time during the day, I get to pull on those exact skills that I use all day long. And I have to be careful to not treat my cast as 7th, 8th, and 9th graders and give them the respect for adults. But I do use a lot of those same skills to bring people, to motivate them, to get them to do what I want them to do.
May we ask what you teach?
I teach music at University Preparatory School. I teach all the strings. I teach drum corps. I teach guitar and music appreciation all day long.
That is so awesome. I just wanted our listeners to hear the dedication, first of all, to become a music teacher.
The dedication and the calloused eardrums helps a lot, because you're putting really enthusiastic kids in a room, an unstructured room, no desks, and you're giving them all noisemakers and making them all march and move in the same direction every day.
Sounds like boot camp.
There are moments.
But I would say that would be more of a calling than anything else, because in that work, like you said, it could be calloused to your ears, but it, really you don't have a choice. This is something that you probably look forward to when you have those pupils who break through the noise and get to master an instrument.
Yes. And every few years, I'll get a little handful of kids. Most of my kids have talent, but it takes the few kids that have drive. And those two things put together, it is very satisfying.
So we're talking with the director, Elizabeth Johnson, of The Weir, Connor McPherson's play, which is going to be at the Old Schoolhouse in Old Shasta. And I am so excited. We've got two tickets for you, two complimentary tickets that Elizabeth has so generously brought in today. And those are for any night, correct?
Correct. And all other tickets are available at the door.
So give us a call here at 605-4565, and you get two tickets. I think Carl and I may, you know, hold on and give those out closer to the show.
Cool.
Encourage. Closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts. It's a show with some veteran actors from Reading. We've got Bob Corluck, Dean Williams, Deanne Foley-Jones, Levi Golden, and James Hutchison. And these are all actors who have been very well seasoned. So you're going to be seeing a very professional-level show right here in, well, not Reading, Old Shasta.
Well, and finally, I need to ask you this question. If you were, during this experience, if you were to tell our listeners the one memory that would be the aha moment of directing a play for the first time so far up to this moment, what would that be?
My aha moment is is the recognition of the control I have over the entire project and the responsibility. It's not only directing those actors, but making sure all the tons of details coalesce at the very moment in time that we want it to happen.
Great. Hey, Alan, who just called in from your car, I'm sure you had it parked alongside the road. You won your tickets.
Alan, you'll enjoy this wonderful play. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I just congratulate you from the bottom of my heart, not only because you're directing this play and it is something that's brand new, you're kicking out the box. It's because of what you also do with your day gig and teaching helping shape and promote the future of our children in a positive way. Thank you so much, Elizabeth Johnson.
Thank you so much.
Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Whether you're 5 or 85, there is something for everyone at the annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show and Sale coming to the Shasta District Fairgrounds March 5th, 6th, and 7th, brought to you by Taylor Motors. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sport lovers, with boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping, and RV accessories. All that's plus kids' trout fishing pond, retriever demonstrations, backcountry horsemen, fast fin demonstrations, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaway, splash dogs, and Gunner the Clydesdale. Like I said, if you're a sport enthusiast of any kind, there is something for everyone to see and do, plus plenty of once-a-year sports show-only deals. The NorCal Productions Boat Sport and RV Show, March 5th, 6th, and 7th, featuring the latest in sport and recreation at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Fox 20, The Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, and Coors Light.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott here at 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460. You can listen to all of our shows if you go to freefireradio.com. You can get in there and listen to all of them. And our guest Friday is going to be Les Baugh, and who's going to be in. He's going to be talking not just about running for supervisor, but also about what's going on in our forest. And Sylvia Milligan, who's I think executive coordinator of the Outdoor Coalition. Sylvia Milligan.
Sylvia Milligan.
Who's she's the coordinator of the Outdoor Coalition, Outdoor Recreation Coalition. So it's going to be more than just running for office. It's going to be, how do we get our forest back?
Informational.
And by the way, during the break, we got into a good little debate about health care. there's a couple people wandering through here that don't quite believe the way I do, so we'll bring them back on at a later date because we've already got people scheduled.
Well, interesting, too, is that when somebody is in doing something else and doesn't really have their job at stake or a company that they work with that might, you know, they have to kind of, you know, think kind of politically neutral, or they might feel, you know, completely adverse to what the topic is. They don't jump into it with their teeth, you know, because they're a little worried and concerned about, oh, God, you know, my cohorts.
That's why people post anonymously on the blogs. But here's the thing about when you're not, if you have strong feelings. Okay, it's like that place we went into the other day when we went in to buy a piece of equipment. And the owner of the place goes into a radical, and I mean radical, diatribe about this country that we're an imperialist nation. Like, hey, I didn't come in here to listen to that. I came in here to buy something, and I came in here to buy local, and I've searched around, and this is where I was going to buy it local, but I'm not going to buy it from you. And as we were called, as Donna called and reminded us, yeah, but that goes both ways. It's not just, you know, a liberal point of view. It's a very conservative point of view turns people off. That's absolutely true. So I understand where, if you know, some of these people can't put their names down because they did and somebody read it and said, I'm never going to go there again.
Well,
so I understand it. On the other hand, you know, we sit out here every day and we say what we believe.
Let's back up on Les Baugh.
All right.
Les Baugh not only is coming in on Friday morning, we have the forum at Tobacco and Brew at noon. You know, you can come in. $5 lunch. You don't have to buy the lunch. It's open. It's free. It's your chance to come in at your break, lunch break. It's also a stream. We're streaming live on Free Fire Radio at that particular moment. You can call in while we're there. So you have the opportunity on Friday morning here on KCNR at 8 o'clock in the morning when they come in.
It'll be 7:30 on this Friday.
7:30, good. We're giving more time. And then 12 o'clock on that same day. So this is a forum that we have decided to continue on with, and with the generous support of the people at Tobacco and Brew, they give us, they generously donate that room, and we're able to spend an hour with no commercial interruptions. And we go around and we ask the audience, that you stand up and ask a question. People are civil. It's a great environment to get into the mix and be educated. Now, this weekend, speaking of, you know, something that, you know, how much we love to fish and go and do things that are that take our minds off of things that are, like, heavy. And right now we're kind of in heavy times. I don't know if there's ever been times, really, in our country. We could always say there were never really light times. So it just depends on if you're paying attention, you know, how you look at things. But this weekend, well, really, you can look at it like, oh, my God, it's a beautiful day and the sun's out, or we're going to hell in a handbasket. You know, where's your mind today?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it goes in between.
But anyway, we've got tickets. I said this morning we're going to give away tons of tickets. This is for the Boat, Sport, and RV show, March 6th and 7th. This is a complimentary pass. We're going to give you a family pack of four. That's for this weekend, March 5th, 6th, and 7th. A family pack of four, complimentary. Give us a call here, 605-4567.
Or 4565.
Or 4565. Give us a call, and you can go this weekend. That should be a lot of fun. And we're going to judge on Saturday the Dutch oven.
Cook-off.
Cook-off.
That should be interesting because I have never done that before, as opposed to the chili cook-off where I couldn't speak nor walk for 2 days afterwards. You know, and I was afraid to hiccup. You know, Mark Beecham is a friend of ours, but he's also he's been on our show, but he's also a very, very bright man who's worked for Forbes. He's been in Japan running, you know, doing a number of economic occupations. And he writes a blog and an opinion column for the Record Searchlight. And if you didn't know Mark, you would say, Mark looks at a glass half full. That he looks on perhaps more the dark side than, say, I do, and for sure who Linda does. But he had a blog on the paper either yesterday or today where he talks about Michael Savage. Now, Michael Savage is, you know, is one of our hosts from 3 to 6 p.m. on right here on KCNR.
By choice.
You know, by choice. And he rates, you know, he is only behind Rush and Sean in the top 100. And, in fact, of course, we have, you know, three of the top six rated talk show hosts, you know, not even counting us, and we're up there, I'm sure, someplace on the station here. But he talks about him, and he talks about how it's one of the most addictive shows in radio. And I can't help but agree. You know, I'm not saying I agree with Michael Savage on everything, or who knows, maybe even most things. But when he gets going, you just can't help but have to listen to see where he's going next. He tells stories. He's a he thinks differently. And he free associates. And I'll tell you right now, some things he says about the military are just wrong. It's not that he's trying to be wrong. It's just that he doesn't understand how it works completely. Anyway, he started back in by 1995, got his own show. But the funny thing about it is that Mark Beecham, of all people, listens to him. He's addicted to him. And he talks about him. And I can see how there's two groups. First of all, you know, Dennis Miller, who a lot of people really like, who follows us. But to have somebody write a column about Michael Savage is, you know, to me is an interesting point, especially since it comes from Mark. So good job out there, Mark. And I tell you what, I agree with you. You know, you can't help but once you start listening to this guy, you know, your whole mind starts going in different directions. Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sheer bliss. That's how I wake up every morning since the purchase of my Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Cresson's Mattress Gallery. No more aching back, no more tossing and turning, all because Natura and Mother Nature have mastered the art of combining comfort and durability by bringing together latex, wool, cotton, and bamboo to give a great night's sleep every night. Now with a special purchase, Cresson's Mattress Gallery is passing the savings on to you with 30, 40, and 50% off. Don't miss this chance to sleep like a kid again. These prices are limited to stock on hand. Hurry in to see Steve and Sonny and let them show you the mattress that will give you blissful sleep also. 1 year same as cash, OAC, free local delivery or free bed frame, and always free haul away of your old mattress. Adjustable beds, conventional latex beds, and chemical-free organic beds. Choose from several models and save up to 50% off the regular price. Only at your locally owned Cresson's Mattress Gallery. Redding's exclusive Natura mattress dealer, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Hey, Rach, you know it's your little brother's birthday next week.
So?
So, you need to get him a gift.
When am I going to have time to do that?
ShastaTradingPost.com. Your team, your gear, your way. Buy your local school sportswear through ShastaTradingPost.com, and we'll give 50% of the proceeds back to your school.
Check it out.
Oh, man, I looked all over town for one of those. I couldn't find one anywhere.
I know. Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We've got an office full of people out there. Our guest for our next hour will be Dr. Larry McKinney from Simpson University. But let's go back a little bit. You know, there's another some other things that you see is that Sheriff Pasinko is looking at buying a robot to use to help fetter out, or fetter is not the right word, is to ferret out. That's the word I'm looking for, that and hyperbole. Bad guys. So what you do is this robot, you throw it into the room, or it can go underneath, you can throw it in through a window and it kind of walks around and looks for the bad guys. Or you can send it away and it goes underneath things, can go underneath cars, check for bombs and such. And somebody wrote a really good, one of the bloggers wrote something that was really great. And it was humorous. And it was things, again, about, you know, you throw it into the wrong room, you know, people are screaming. But at one point in the Marine Corps, when I was working in my last tour at the Marine Corps Warfighting Lab, we were looking at fighting the war 10 years out. And what were some of the scientific advances that we were able to use or what we could build. And one of these was, it looked like a baseball with it had fish eyes in it. And you throw it, and you could throw it into a room. It would roll around, set itself up, and then it would give a video image back so we could see what was in the room. Seems like a good idea, you know, if you could tell what's in the room. But as our Marines found out, as soon as it came into the room, they would throw something on it and you can't see. Or they would throw it back out, or somebody would hit it with a rifle butt, and there's $400,000 worth of research down the drains. We had to tell them, don't hit it anymore. So there's all types of things out there to spend money on. I'm not sure if you have to spend money on that type of item, but it was an interesting thing.
I'm sorry. I just came into the conversation because we have all these people, you know, that are coming in the lobby. Are you talking about the barbell that you throw in the room that they're talking about
Yes. Spending
money on?
Yeah.
So that we don't have to have our first responders go into the room?
Well, you know, that works as long as it's the right room and, you know, somebody doesn't throw their hat on it. I mean, that's how you defeat it. You know, you've got to not see it, and they throw it through a window, and they might see things in there.
My first impression when I read that article was how much money, and can we just do a test? Why can't we do 20 of them and see what it, test it, rather than spending, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on it?
Well, we don't. We only get two of them.
They're made
already. So it's just, do we want to get the money and use it for that? I don't know. There's so many humorous things about it. How, you know, they take it home and their kids use it, you know, at the game, you know, with their games. It's kind of like Game Boy. It was something a lot more serious did happen 65 years ago today. 65 years ago today, Marines landed at Iwo Jima. And so today, hundreds of U.S. Marines again landed on Iwo Jima to prepare for the 65th anniversary of one of World War II's bloodiest battles. They came in to to set up Wednesday's commemoration. So they didn't land today. They landed tomorrow on March 3rd. And they said it was a turning point in the Pacific Theater. 6,821 Americans were killed and over 21,000 Japanese were killed in 36 days. It's going to have about 1,000 people attending, including Marine Corps Commandant General James Conway, members of Japan's Parliament, and representatives of the Iwo Jima Survivors Association. Only about 24 are expected to attend that because, as you can imagine, their ages are in their 80s and 90s. I am fortunate enough to have sand from Iwo Jima in a little container. It's kind of a big thing for Marines. I've never been on the island, though anybody that gets a chance to go there takes all these little pill bottles and these little plastic containers and will fill them up with sand from Iwo Jima. And when you come back, you know, then, you know, it's quite a treasure. It's quite a, it's something that means something to Marines. It was such a battle. And then, of course, the raising of the flag at Suribachi is an icon for the Marine Corps. The raising of the flag at Suribachi. 65 years ago tomorrow, our Marines landed there. They were heroes. And it's something that we have Iwo Jima survivors in this town. It would be nice to be able to talk to one tomorrow. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. It's getting testy on the Senate floor.
I'm not calling anyone a hypocrite, although I'm just stating the facts.
Majority Leader Harry Reid firing back at Republican Jim Bunning's explanation for blocking a jobs bill. Fox Radio's Chris Barnes, live in Washington.
Lisa, Bunning says given the procedure being used, he has the right to block the bill to, among other things, temporarily extend jobless benefits because it's not fully paid for. He read a letter from a constituent.
It's too bad, Senator Mitch McConnell, and some of the elected officials on your side of the aisle do not have the backbone.
But Majority Chief Harry Reid says Bunning's not being consistent.
He voted against PAYGO. That has no applicability to the jobs bill that passed because it was paid for.
Dems maintain that, and they're likely to move to a larger bill that can't be blocked, Lisa.
Thanks, Chris. The U.S. Postal Service trying to stop the bleeding.
There are no sacred cows.
Seeing red in the email era.
These declines in volume and revenue have caused us to rethink everything. Everything that we're doing.
Including, says Postmaster General John Potter, the six-day delivery system. They might raise the price of stamps and scrap Saturday delivery, which would need approval from Congress. GM just reporting higher sales in February, up more than 11%. Not clear how much of that gain may be Toyota's recall-related loss. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton now in Chile.
I first come with the great sympathy and support from President Obama and the people of the United States.
And she delivered 20 satellite phones, pledging much more earthquake relief from the U.S. The search for survivors from Saturday's quake continuing, so does a crackdown on looters. Tiger Woods reportedly home from therapy, a source telling AP he's wrapped up a week of family counseling in Arizona and is trying to get back into a routine that includes golf and fitness. Wall Street right now, the Dow up about 34 points. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Today, do something different. Shake things up. Take a new route to work. Get out of your comfort zone, because that's when things get interesting. Remember, people who are too busy trying to avoid making mistakes never make much of anything else either. Office Max has the products and services you need to help make your dreams come true. Office Max. Work with us.
Buy one, get one 50% off on all 3M Post-it and Scotch Magic Tape at Office Max. Certain restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Tuna melt and fries.
Mmm, good.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back.
This is great.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back and no interest.
Mmm, delicious.
Anywhere you eat, from takeout to sit-down, you'll get 3% cash back when you use Chase Freedom today. Avoid interest on everyday purchases by paying in full with Blueprint. This is more than a cash back card. It's freedom. Enroll now at chase.com/freedom.
Chase cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Chicago's ban on handguns unconstitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments 2 years after striking down the D.C. gun ban. The question now, whether the right to bear arms extends from federal law to individual states. In suburban Chicago, a deadly home invasion.
A young woman in that house calls police as she hides in a closet.
One person who made the call earlier at 3 o'clock this morning is at our station being interviewed by the detectives.
The police chief of Darien, Illinois, which is 23 miles southwest of Chicago, says it doesn't appear to be a random act, and he doesn't think those who live in the area are in danger.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, 3 people found dead in that home. Former home run king Mark McGwire, 1 vote away from losing an honor. In Missouri,
a stretch of Interstate 70 in St. Louis named the Mark McGwire Highway back in 1999, a year after the Cardinals star hit his 70 home runs, because McGwire admitted he used steroids.
It's the most regrettable thing I've ever done in my life.
McGwire on the MLB Network last year. The Senate voted unanimously Monday to rename that section of highway after author Mark Twain.
Fox Radio's Jane Metzler. The Missouri House still needs to vote. A wild goat chase in Texas.
A billy goat led police on a 30-minute chase across Odessa, Texas. The goat found loitering in the parking lot of a Taco Bell, but when the law showed up, he let out some bleats and made a hasty retreat. Took 5 cops, 2 animal control officers, and a tranquilizer gun before they got their goat. Now in custody, when asked what he was doing, the goat replied, "Mutton." Okay, I made that part up. In New York, Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
How lazy do you have to be to walk your dog from your car? A man in Britain admits he did it. Caught with the leash out the driver's side window, slow speed at least, but because of pre-existing penalties on his license, he's not allowed behind the wheel for 6 months. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. My apologies, mea culpa. Let me slap myself around. We landed at Iwo Jima on February 19th, and the battle went to March 26th. And what they are celebrating is the Battle of Iwo Jima. And they're bringing it in at this point. They are landing, and they are bringing in the survivors of the battle. And that's all happening this week. So thank you, Mr. Bay, for calling me up and shooting me in the chest, as I richly deserved. Hey, our guest today is Dr. Larry McKinney. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. A pleasure to be here on 1460.
Oh, thank you. And Dr. McKinney is the president, as of yesterday, as he jokes about, and this is, he's got such a sense of humor here, of Simpson University. So welcome aboard.
Well, like I said, very good to be here. Actually, I'm concluding my fourth year as the president of Simpson University. My wife and I moved here summer of 2006, and it's been a wonderful experience for us to be part of the Reading community and specifically Simpson University.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. Spent a good part of my life on the East Coast, grew up in Pennsylvania.
That's why you're such a snappy dresser.
There you go. Grew up near Pittsburgh, actually spent 17 years of my life in Philadelphia. A bit of a sojourn, if you can imagine, this north of the border in Winnipeg, Canada. Served as the president of a Christian college and a theological seminary there. And then worked with an accreditation agency for a number of years called the Association for Biblical Higher Education. And now absolutely thrilled to be here in Reading and at Simpson University. So I'm kind of a lifer in higher education.
Well, that's good. So you're just not walking in on the job?
Usually that's not the case for the president of a university.
Probably not. Can you tell us a little bit about Simpson University? I mean, Okay. Everybody knows that we have a four-year institution here, but and that it's Christian-oriented. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yes. Simpson University has been in existence for almost 90 years. Started in Seattle, Washington in 1921, but probably the most significant development in the institution's history was a little over 20 years ago. In 1989, the school moved from San Francisco to Redding, California. In fact, at that point, the school was really struggling in terms of enrollment. It was what I sometimes refer to as a near-death experience. And yet the move to Redding has been the greatest thing that could have ever happened to the institution. Our enrollment has multiplied by almost seven times. We've got a beautiful campus that continues to be developed. A strong relationship with the community, whether it be local businesses, churches, schools, city government. It is just an ideal situation for a private Christian university like Simpson to be located in a community like Reading.
Somewhat different than the city of San Francisco, which may have a different viewpoint on everything you just mentioned.
That would be very, very true.
So can I call you Dr. McKinney?
You can call me Larry if you would like.
Oh, you know, the first time we met you, you were so charming and still are. If our listeners get to see, you're so bright and so present, and you can tell you're so passionate about what you do. We love that about people. So Dr. McKinney, how did it come about that the transference from San Francisco to Reading? Why was Reading chosen?
Okay, very good question. The Board of Trustees of then Simpson College, actually about 2 years before the move, started looking at a variety of different locations, potential sites for the campus. Most of them were in the Bay Area, or perhaps in Sacramento. But one of the things that was very appealing to the leadership of Simpson College was that the Chamber of Commerce from Reading and city government leaders actually drove down to San Francisco, met with the leadership of the school, and presented a very strong case for the fact that Reading needed a four-year college, now university, and would be the kind of community that would embrace a faith-based or a Christian institution like Simpson, and how right they were.
I mean, this is what we need to hear, because for all the bashing that some of our government officials or the Chamber of Commerce or other, you know, who's the other? You said Chamber of Commerce and...
And city government.
City government.
Yeah, two major players.
Yes, they saw, they had the fortitude to come to San Francisco and not only convince, but, you know, show you how charming and wonderful Reading could be. And I will say, and I'm sure many of us that, many of you who are listening, that Simpson University is such a beautiful addition. It's one of the things that we talk about that we're proud of here in our North State.
In fact, back in the fall, as part of our 20th anniversary celebration, we invited the gentleman who had been the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce 20 years ago, Lou Girard, and the gentleman who had been the mayor of Reading, Maurice Johansson, on campus, just to say thank you to both of them for their being so persistent and so passionate about the Simpson coming to Reading.
Well, you know, Maurice Johansson's name appears in so many things. Hey, we have to take a break here. This is Carl on the Bot on Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Dr. Larry McKinney, president of Simpson University. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. If you're on the lines, we'll get back to you as soon as these messages are over.
Whether you're 5 or 85, there is something for everyone at the annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show and Sale coming to the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, brought to you by Taylor Motors. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sport lovers, with boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping, and RV accessories. All that, plus kids' trout fishing pond, retriever demonstrations, backcountry horsemen, bass fin demonstrations, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaways, splash dogs, and Gunner the Clydesdale. Like I said, if you're a sport enthusiast of any kind, there's something for everyone to see and do, plus plenty of once-a-year sports show-only deals. The NorCal Productions Boat Sport and RV Show opens Friday at noon, featuring the latest in sport and recreation at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Fox 20, The Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, and Coors Light. Admission is only $5 for adults, $4 for seniors, kids 6 and under, free with adults.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments, and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading. I've learned that getting and staying healthy is easier than people think. It's about making a lot of little changes. To see what I mean, join me Saturdays at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, sponsored by Lazy 69 Ranch, home of my favorite grass-fed beef and pastured eggs, and East Earth Tradewinds, the North State's number one source for medicinal herbs and acupuncture.
Oh, you would have to do. Boots are made for walking. You know why? It's Linda Bott here. And I'm with Dr. Larry McKinney. Carl's out in the lobby. Somebody just jumped in. You know how that goes. We We have a party every morning here on KCNR. Good morning. It's 52 degrees. It's going to be 52 degrees this morning, 605-45567. We're taking your calls. We are with the president of Simpson College. This is so awesome. But let's go to the phones right now with a question from John. Good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Linda, Carl, and I guess I can call you Larry. Good morning. I have a question, Dr. McKinney, about theater arts and your department out there at Simpson. I was under the impression that they had something going a few years ago, and I was told that it's not happening anymore. Is there a future for theater arts and drama out at Simpson?
That's one of the things we're looking at as far as reestablishment. Right now it would be a co-curricular activity, but it would not be a major or a minor as part of our academic program. Certainly,
so
it's something that's on our radar.
Reinstate it. Someone told me that there was a department head that took a leave of absence.
Yes, certainly leadership played into that decision. We're in the process of raising funds for a fine arts center, mm-hmm. and in due time, as we construct that building, it will not only speak to music, but will also speak to the drama or the theater side of things. So as we move forward on that, we have every intention of reestablishing some type of a theater program.
Okay. I know a potential student who's thinking of going there in the fall, and Simpson being a private Christian mm-hmm. College, she's run into some discrimination as far as applying for scholarships, and I found out that there's specifically a scholarship that will not be awarded because of the hiring practices of Simpson. And, you know, I guess there's a requirement at Simpson that ask their faculty to have a statement of faith. And so I had to explain this to the student and how it works and how it's intended to stop discrimination, but in basically it's reverse. So have you come across that very much?
Not a lot. Now, I should tell you that it's not at all uncommon for private faith-based institutions to ask that their faculty or their staff would have some type of Christian faith or profession. I don't know if you're aware of this, but probably 25% of the colleges and universities in the United States that are accredited and degree-granting are religious or faith-based.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not at all uncommon that there would be that kind of an expectation for employees. Now, an employee does not have to be a member of a particular church or a specific denomination, but we do ask that the faculty member would have some type of Christian profession and embrace the values of the institution. Now, without knowing the particulars, and we probably can't get into that on the radio, I don't know how that disqualified a student from financial aid or a scholarship, but yes, we do have that expectation for our employees.
Oh, and I totally agree with it. It was just this potential student's parents said they spoke to a local philanthropic.
Yes, I know the organization to which you're referring.
Yeah, well, they were told specifically that that Simpson cannot be the recipient of their scholarship funds.
Yeah, it relates to SB 1441, which was legislation that our governor signed into law. It will be about 3.5 years ago. It was September 2006, and I don't want to open up a can of worms here, but the issue that was problematic for Simpson University did not relate to religion, did not relate to ethnicity, did not relate to gender, did not relate to age. It related to the issue of sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very thorny issue. I don't know that we want to get into a discussion on it here, but
I just find it
that was the sticking point.
Take advantage of all the scholarships available to them based on certain foundations, limited eyes of seeing diversity. And so I appreciate Simpson. I think it's a wonderful school, and I encourage a lot of young people to give it a thought, you know, before they jump into the state system, because I've heard great things. I know a couple students out there, and it's a hard time for funding, I can imagine, on the statewide and the public aspect of university life. So thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Appreciate your call, and I thank you for your warm endorsement.
Great. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, that makes me happy. You know, that's somebody who's obviously a doctor of education, that you can, I know exactly what you're talking about, and you go back and how many years ago, and can tell you cite the case, and I love that. And that's what we love about this show, is being able to bring our listeners information. Our guest today is Dr. Larry McKinney, who is the president of Simpson College. Do call 605-4567 here at KCNR.
It's Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down, the mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
It's no secret. Identity theft is a major problem in America. Think you're not at risk? Unfortunately, you are. Do you hand your credit cards to servers at restaurants? Do you sign your credit cards? Do you supply personal information over the internet? If you can answer yes to any one of these questions, get the experts on your side. It can take just minutes to steal your identity, but years to repair the financial damage and emotional toll on you and your family. Contact Marty or Pat Wyatt, Independent Associates, at 339-5695. Find out how their identity theft shield can help you.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I and the crew would like to thank each and every vendor and customer for going to the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. It was a huge success. Even though it's warming up, winter will be with us a few more months. Come by and see us at the RV and Boat Show at the Anderson Fairgrounds, March 5th, 6th, and 7th. With tax time coming up, let us show you how we can save you money every month with a Monitor or Toyo kerosene heater. We don't claim to be the oldest or the biggest stove store out there, but we do like to say our service is number one. We have bulk oil, kerosene, diesel, gas, and propane. Our estimates are free. We still offer the gift certificates and everything we sell and deliver. We have plants in Weaverville, Corning, and Redding, open 5 days a week, half day on Saturday. And remember, if you're not a Northern Lights customer, you will be. Give us a call at 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Start your day with America's Morning News from 3 till 6 a.m. Then an hour of news from the KCNR studios. Then it's Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio from 7 till 9. Dennis Miller from 9 to noon. Laura Ingram from noon till 3. Michael Savage 3 to 6 and much, much more. Stay with us and thanks for listening to KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on
We're
KCNR
on.
1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Dr. Larry McKinney from Simpson University. And, you know, it's in today's, I guess in today's society, that, you know, we talk about lines. And Simpson University has drawn a line. And I don't mean this in a bad sense. And just for everybody to know, for full disclosure, I went to Simpson. I took a nine units. Mm-hmm. For my teacher accreditation. And
when you got back out of the Marine Corps.
Yeah, so that makes you an alum of Simpson University.
Well, probably will when I finally pay off my bill there. Which I was going to give you a check as you walked out the door today. You know, the university itself is a beautiful place. It's the campus is real beautiful. You know, you see the atmosphere of your staff or the people on your staff have always been extremely friendly. And that really, you know, because the rest of my knowledge is very limited to, I think I was in three classrooms for in the evenings and, sure. and on that. But I just want everybody to know, yes, I did attend Simpson for a 9 credit hours. And if she could have, she probably would have gotten me out of there with 7, but we couldn't do that. But drawing the line, and we just, our last caller is in today's society, are you finding, it's your student population growing, stabilized, diminishing? What would you say?
Yeah, our enrollment this past fall was up by about 6%, for which we are very grateful. So we have been on a growth curve, although it's been incremental growth. And it's been in a couple of areas. One would be in our traditional undergraduate program, which would be the 18 to 22, 23, 24-year-olds, most of whom live in the residence hall and have the traditional undergraduate experience. But then we also have what we call continuing studies and graduate programs. We have a degree completion program called Aspire, and then we have a master's degree or graduate level programs in education, in counseling psychology, and also theology. So there's been growth in a number of those different programmatic areas.
I'd like to ask you, we've got 5 minutes before we have to take our Fox break, the Aspire program. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the success of the Aspire program and what that's all about.
Mm-hmm. Aspire is a degree completion program. It's designed for working adults who have started their college work but have never completed a bachelor's degree. Most of the students who transfer into that program have completed an associate's degree at a community college. So in coming to Simpson University over 16 months, one night a week, a student can complete his or her bachelor's degree in one of 8 different academic areas. This has been a very successful venture for Simpson University and has been a terrific way to give back to the community. In the 20 years that we have been here in Reading, more than 2,500 students have completed their bachelor's degree through the degree completion format.
Well, I know my mother at 52 years old was working full-time at Aerojet in Sacramento, and she did a course through University of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always, you know, she's a small-town girl from Iowa, got married at 20, and always felt like not having her degree was a thing that would bother her. So she studied and studied and studied, and I can remember, because my mom's 76 now, what that felt like for her to graduate in San Francisco and get that Bachelor of Arts degree. I think that was like the biggest, besides having her children, that was the biggest thing that she ever did.
Yeah. If you were to come to one of our graduations, and we have one every January and again in May, there are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in the audience that are cheering as the graduates walk across the platform. And I would say that the crowd, the friends and family, are even more exuberant for those who complete their degrees later in life through the degree completion program than the 21 or the 22-year-old. It's a big deal because in most cases they have families. They're working full-time. There are all kinds of external responsibilities or challenges, so it takes tremendous tenacity.
Well, they've
it's
come,
fulfilling a dream.
Well, it is, and they've come back, and they've done it the hard way.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you could say the easy way is if you leave high school, you go right into college.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you do 4 or 5 years
sure.
at the you know at a university, and then you leave. But you've got other things pulling at you when you come in back into the Aspire program. You know, your family, you've been working a 10-hour day, then you've got to run out and then study for 2 or 3 hours because it's not a giveaway.
Right.
It's not a giveaway diploma that you all have. This is not something you get through a, you know, stay online. It's,
yes.
It's from some university or college.
No, it's not a degree mill. I can assure you of that. Yeah. It's legitimate higher education.
So, you know, so when you have that, and it does, you know, it does mean more. I know that my master's meant more to me than my regular degree.
Yeah.
And just because is that we had to, you had to push harder, and it was at a different, you know, different time in life, and you appreciate it more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Aspire program is something that I looked at when I was over there just to see what it was about.
By the way, Carl, you alluded to the fact that you had taken 9 credits or units at Simpson as part of a credentialing to teach. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention our School of Education program, where you can receive either a Master of Arts in Education or a teacher credential for elementary teaching, secondary teaching, or administration. Again, in the 20 years that we've been here, we've had over 2,000 graduates with either a master's degree or a credential. And most of those folks are now teaching in schools, public and private, here in the North State. So that's been another terrific way that we've been able to give back to the local community.
We see a lot of the Simpson graduates that are still staying here in the North State.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our guest today is Dr. Larry McKinney, who is the president of Simpson University. We're going to take a break here in just a moment, but please do call at 605-4567. Questions for the doctor, comments on maybe you've had an experience with Simpson. Maybe you're a graduate. We want to hear from you. This is one of the positive things that we have going on in our beautiful North State here. And we also want to talk to you about the future of Simpson University, what we can look forward to. I want to hear more about that theater department. You better call on me. Again, this is Carla Lindebaugh. We're also taking your emails at kcnr1460.com.
And we also want to talk about, since every time I see Rick Bassetti, he beats me up over the baseball, over your baseball team that you have out there, and the great season. So, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
This devastating earthquake has wrought so much damage across your country.
Secretary of State Clinton meeting with Chile's president in Santiago.
The ferocity was 800 times greater than the earthquake that hit Haiti.
She says U.S. help is on the way. At the U.S. Senate, Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning blocking a jobs bill again over deficit concerns and criticizing Democrats.
They all run for cover and vote for anything they think will win them another vote or another term.
Majority Leader Harry Reid says not so fast.
He's throwing around words like hypocrite. People can make their own decision as to who is a hypocrite.
Democrats working on an unblockable version of the bill. And the Postal Service out with a cost-cutting plan that would scrap Saturday mail. Fox News, we report, you decide.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR. And it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
We're speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask. But look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lump, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Good morning, Reading! Yeah, I understand. It's getting a little nasty outside. 6054-567, give us a call. How is it where you are? Is that correct English, Dr. Larry?
Close enough.
I like that. I like to feel like when I'm with a group of intellects, I'm not being judged. You know? Anyway, our guest this morning is Dr. Larry McKinney, who is the president of Simpson University. It's such a wonderful university here in the North State. We are so proud. Where's the future of the university going? What can we look forward to?
Well, one of the phrases that I use, that Simpson is becoming a more comprehensive Christian university, not just in terms of the development or the expansion of our physical plant or our campus, but in particular our curriculum. For example, in the last couple of years, we have expanded quite a bit in the sciences. We have a new program in outdoor leadership. This is on the undergraduate level. We have a step-up program in the degree completion format going from the RN to the BSN. We have an ROTC program with over 20 cadets.
Yeah, that's a big thing. That just started last year, I believe.
That's correct. This is our second year, and it's become very, very popular for young men and young women who minor in military leadership and in some cases enlist in the Army and upon graduation will be commissioned officers.
Yeah, they go through
your commitment.
Yeah, the program you're talking to is like a platoon leader's course that they go during the summers when they're out of school through 8 or 9 weeks of training, and they do that a couple of times. Then when they come back with the day they graduate, they also are commissioned a second lieutenant in the United States Army.
Man.
You are correct, and I will tell you this. With ROTC cadets, you never have to worry about, are they going to keep their grades up? Are they disciplined? You don't have to worry about character issues. And they are some of our finest student athletes.
And
we'll be pleased to have many more ROTC cadets on our campus.
And they also are, the ROTC also provides scholarships.
Yes, for those that enlist and make the commitment
upon
graduation, there is a scholarship that is available, a very generous scholarship.
Who teaches that?
The commander is Major Kurt Walling. He is a veteran of 20 years in the U.S. Army. In fact, before coming to Simpson University, taught in the ROTC program at West Point, which tells you a little bit about the kind of caliber.
He's an active duty. He's an active duty officer, I believe, isn't he?
Just once again reenlisted and is in active duty.
Okay.
But his commitment is at Simpson University.
We'd love to have him on because this is a program. If your kid, male or female, is that 15, 16, 17-year-old age, not quite sure where they're going to go, what they're going to do, and they're kind of on the fence, they're being couch potatoes. I wonder if there's an outreach program about, you know, that don't look at the ROTC program like it's Geekville, because this is a chance, this is the turning point where kids or high school or young adults can turn into those future leaders with the guidance, maybe not the family members, but somebody who kind of encourages them to come. And what a wonderful program.
Well, you know, it kind of dovetails into something that's happening over at Enterprise High School where they're having deep trouble right now with the funding. And they're looking at they may have to give up their junior ROTC program, which is different, of course, than the Simpson University ROTC program. But it's people that are in the junior ROTC many times will go into the ROTC programs once they're in colleges. But you're absolutely right. It is a way for students to get a different type of training, education, you know, with leadership. Sometimes, you know, we used to teach civics, and we used to teach different courses that perhaps aren't touched on as they are now. or as they were then, when you get into the, you know, what's the right decision to make, you know, and a lot of times it's not the politically correct decision to make, it's a moral and a morally right decision to make that that comes in during the training at a junior ROTC or into the ROTC.
By the way, you were asking about the direction that Simpson University is going. Those are some of the new programs, but two of the very newest programs for which we're quite excited about would be, one is a Master of Arts in Counseling Psychology. That program just started in January. It's a two-year program. At the end of that program, if you complete the appropriate number of hours in a clinical situation, a person can be licensed as a marriage and family therapist in the state of California. So that is a new addition. And the very latest addition is that just 2 weeks ago, we had a representative from the California Board of Registered Nursing on campus and received approval to offer the four-year Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree starting in the fall. So we think that is a wonderful addition. There actually are waiting lists for students or potential students to get into colleges and universities in nursing.
My daughter is mm-hmm. going through a nursing program, and it is she had to hit it just at the right times down in New Mexico, or there was a year wait to get from one course to another. So there is there's a woeful shortage of nursing programs out there.
Well, God only knows we need nurses and doctors in our future here. This is Carl and Linda Bob. We've got to take a quick break here. Our guest today is Dr. Larry McKinney, president of Simpson University. Do call us with any questions, 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
This was his old chair, the one he used to sit in Sunday afternoons watching the football game. Well-worn but rich in character. You brush your hand over the back of the chair, thinking to yourself, he really isn't gone. He's just out in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves before the rain comes. But then you realize the yard's empty, and a wave of emotion overcomes you.
Grieving the death of a loved one takes time. McDonald's Chapel reminds you that with careful planning, your journey in life can be celebrated by those who watched in wonder at all your adventures. McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery can customize their services so that the family you leave behind can treasure those special memories. Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. Service beyond expectation is their promise. Funerals, cremations, burial services, and affordable pre-planning. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com. Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott on this Clearly News Talk Radio, 605-4567. Our guest is Dr. Larry McKinney from Simpson University. But let's go to the weather here. Right now, that if you look outside, my weather rock says it's raining. It's covered and shiny, so it must be raining out there. And if you're traveling, that snow looks like it's going to be getting down to about 2,500 feet. So if you're traveling, you may want to take precautions if you're heading over to Reno, if you're heading anywhere up in the mountains. We're going to be hit with several Pacific weather systems that's going to be moving through Northern California this week. And they're going, like I said, snow levels will 5,000 feet to 6,000 feet, however they expect them to drop down, and wind around 40 miles per hour. Bob, what about the lake?
The lake is looking really, really good. According to a report I just saw, it is at 75% of capacity, which is ahead of its highest point in 2009, and it looks like we could get very, very close to the top, if not have to open the top gate. So,
wow.
Thank you, thank you.
Now that is a miracle.
Well, you know, we need that, and that's just, you know, with the snowpack up there. Perhaps we will not have to be walking 400 yards out through mud to get to a boat.
And that's why when I start to complain about the weather, I stop. I think, you know what? I am so glad, because we could be in Droughtville, and we'll just bring it on.
Well, you know, it must be the global warming that's causing this. It's causing all the ice caps that have melted are coming back as rain right here in Northern California.
We had an email.
Yes.
And it was from John and Mary. Before we get back to our guest, Dr. Larry McKinney, talking about Simpson, he says, what was the Armed Forces radio show on the weekend? My wife listened to it and said it was great. I don't see a reference to it on your site.
Front Lines of Freedom.
Have you changed your site?
Yeah, we're in the process of changing the site.
But not the show.
We're going to put on the website more of the shows that we have on there right now, because we have so many of our local shows on Saturday. And in fact, we're adding a new one called Psycho Babble, and it's with two of our leading young interns in the psychology movement that are going to be having a show on relationships and post-traumatic stress. So that's going to start this Saturday. We're going to have them on later on this week. That'll start this Saturday at noontime. And we're going to have other shows. So that kind of moves things around. So as we move things around, please be patient with us, because we are a local community. We are your community station. And we believe very strongly in having local shows, listening to our neighbors, talking, you know, with having their shows and discussing items, topics that are near and dear to our community. So we'll be moving things around, but Front Lines of Freedom will be staying. Denny Gillum has a good point of view on a lot of things. Let's get back to Dr. McKinney. We just, you know, open line show, and I also have ADD of radio, so I'll go from subject to subject.
Before we go there quickly, I wanted to let you know that Boomer Tech Radio has moved to 2 p.m.,
right.
And they're going to be broadcasting live from the boat show this weekend.
That's right. And I expect you all to stop by where we're going to be, because, you know, we're over there being the judges for the...
The guinea pigs.
Well,
the Dutch oven.
The Dutch oven cook-off. You know what? Those people can cook. Dutch oven cooking is great. Sorry, Dr. McKinney.
That's a skill.
We've got a few minutes left here. What would you like to see? Where would you like to see Simpson University in 5 years?
Well, certainly we want to see our enrollment continue to grow, and we think that we're on the right trajectory as far as that happening. But as much as it is numbers or enrollment, it's being able to give back to the community and the larger world. Our mission statement talks about the fact, as a Christ-centered learning community, Simpson University develops students in mind, faith, and character to influence the world through leadership, scholarship, and service. So it is my desire, it is the desire of the leadership of Simpson University to see our mission carried out more effectively. As we contribute to this community, as we contribute to the state, and literally around the world, shaping and preparing men and women to be leaders, to contribute to the church and to the world and to the larger community.
What are some of the examples of the programs that Simpson has in the community?
This is one of these feel-good stories, but... Every year, there is a significant stream cleanup project. The last year or two, it's been the Sacramento River. And in September, October, on a Saturday, they will have 400 or 500 people from the community who will turn out to engage in this stream cleanup program. The last several years, we've had about 200 students from Simpson University that have participated in this project. In fact, just last week, we found out that Simpson University was listed on the President's Honor Roll for Community Service, and the emphasis was on exemplary contribution or service to the local community. For years, our students have been involved in tutoring, after-school programs, working with not-for-profit groups. So these are examples that are not curricular. They are co-curricular, but it's a way that we're able to live out our mission, as students really are committed to leadership and to service.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. We've got to take a quick break here, and we come back for our final segment. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
The Sundial Film Festival is about to launch, and you won't want to miss the show they have this year. They've expanded their horizons with the introduction of an international films category. Also new this year is a children's film festival with films designed to appeal to the young and the young at heart. And of course, they'll be featuring the works of local talented filmmakers from the state of Jefferson. Films will be showing in two locations, the Cascade Theater, and children's films will be shown at the Turtle Bay Museum. The festival has expanded this year to 3 days of entertainment, March 10th through the 13th. For more information and for online ticket sales, visit sundialfilmfestival.com. Don't miss it!
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Mopes are toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when mopes are on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids in popping the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music and or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. You know, Bad Bob, I have to ring the bell for Bad Bob. Your music today has
stellar.
Been... Stellar. Stellar. Hey, our guest today is Dr. Larry McKinney, who is looking at us with an ensconce on some of the music we pick, and watch, maybe not the music, but watching me dance in the studio.
I think
it's
this
not
man,
the music, it's the dancing.
It's the dancing,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think... This man is game. He's up to it.
Okay, all right. Okay, Doctor, we've got just a couple minutes left. Linda, you had a quick question. Then I wanted to talk about baseball.
Okay. I want to talk about tours of the university and how one can do that.
That's a very easy thing. One can simply come over to campus at any point, and we'll be pleased to give the individual, whether it's a prospective student, parents, or just somebody who's interested, a tour of a campus. I think most people in this community know where we're located in the northeast part of Reading, but we would love to be able to show individuals the gorgeous campus that we have.
Well, something that's been very inspirational to me today, Dr. McKinney, is that after talking with you today, I've realized that whether you're 17 or you're 75 or older, you can go back to school, and there's all kinds of programs to help you do that. So share with us what you said at the break as far as economic status.
Yeah, I think the perception is out there that if you're a private college or university, that you're elite, too costly, and maybe even highly sectarian. And none of those descriptors are true of Simpson University. Certainly a heavier percentage of our students are 18 to 22, 23 years of age, and you would expect that, traditional college-age students. But we have many slightly older or more mature adults who are in our continuing studies and graduate programs. In some cases, they may have been out of high school for 20, 30, 40 years, and they have returned to complete their bachelor's degree. So regardless of one's age or where they are in life's journey, we would love to have a student like that attend Simpson University. And it is affordable. About 99% of our traditional undergraduate students receive some type of financial aid. About 88% of our continuing studies and graduate-level students receive financial aid. And here's one that you'll appreciate. Of our California residents, almost 50% of them receive the Cal Grant, which is a very generous financial aid package from the state of California, and an even higher percentage qualify for the Pell Grant, which is a federal aid program. The Cal Grant is worth $9,708 a year, and the Pell Grant is now about $5,300 a year. So you do the math on that. That's $15,000 a year that a student could receive in financial aid. That covers almost all of the tuition cost at Simpson University. So I don't want anybody to turn away and say, can't afford it. There are ways of making it happen financially.
Is that a retrograde program? I mean, can you go back and apply for classes you've taken before?
I don't think it works that way, Carl.
Oh, all right. Just thought I'd
good
ask.
Try.
Okay, we want to talk about that last baseball, little baseball story. We've only got like 2 minutes, so okay. Is it too long for that?
No, I can give it to you.
Okay.
By the way, I have more people who ask me about this baseball stadium than they do about our mission, our academic programs, or the wonderful outcomes. But
Rick Bassetti, you know, he's pointed out to everybody that he is the baseball coach at Simpson, and he's never mentioned the college or the university. It's just that the baseball team.
Well, that's part of the program at Simpson right. University. Yes, one of our city council members, Rick Bassetti, is also the baseball coach, and they're getting better every year. Tough competition against some much larger universities. Mm-hmm. But we are continuing to enjoy success, and he's doing a terrific job recruiting. Part of the reason for at least the ability to recruit is we have what was a minor league baseball stadium that was located in Vacaville that has been disassembled, transported to Reading. It's now in safe storage, and we're hoping within the next several months to break ground on the Simpson University campus to literally reassemble that stadium to be used not only for intercollegiate baseball for the Simpson University Redhawks, but also for youth baseball in the community, particularly for high school and college-level programs. So the stadium will get heavy use not only during the academic year at Simpson, but during the summer months for some of the youth baseball programs.
And this was something that was a lot less expensive because you just bought a stadium and just moved it. Or should I say that?
Well, even the cost to disassemble and to transport it was fairly minimal.
Yeah, that's
in comparison to what
to building a new one.
To build a new one, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, we could never have afforded all the components to construct the kind of stadium.
Brilliant.
Well, that's going to be on our campus within the next year or two.
What an honor it's been to have you here today.
Yeah, thank
Dr.
you so
McKinney.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. McKinney, and I hope that you'll be a guest in the future, and we do want to have the ROTC gents on.
I bet we can work that out, and thank you for the privilege of being here.
Thank you.
It's been delightful.
You know, our guest tomorrow will be Mr. Nick Webb, who is an entrepreneur who is going to be discussing health care, and he has worked in the pharmaceutical areas before. He has started any number of businesses in the North State. And I think you're going to find it really interesting, some of his thoughts on how we can take care of ourselves health-wise, and how if we don't fix this health care system, if we don't start doing something, how we could all be bankrupt in 8 years. It's pretty interesting. I think it's going to be a real interesting show tomorrow, as most of them are.
I'll talk about his book. His book is pretty incredible, his latest release.
On the newest one like that, that's right. Also, we're having the business of the year owner on here Thursday, Andy Manning, and of course, Friday, Les Ball. So this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.